she rushes out of the house. The two lovers race toward each other. They cling to each other in a desperate embrace. They exchange feverish kisses. They profess their eternal love. Then you imagine that the very next morning they would obtain a special license, find an obliging clergyman to marry them, and spend that night in wedded bliss. And finally, you concluded that they would be married and live happily ever after. Something like that, perhaps. I know I did. I cannot say what took place in the inscrutable mind of Sherlock Holmes, but I had to assume that he at least hoped for the future happiness of the two of them. As it turned out, you and I and Sherlock Holmes were all wrong. 1 year later, what began as an adventure in Abbey Grange turned into a maelstrom of murder, treachery, and international intrigue that none of us could have imagined. In the following pages, you will learn of what took place and of the brilliant efforts of Sherlock Holmes to unravel the fearful mysteries and serve once again as the instrument of justice. This second round of adventures in Abbey Grange began on a cold Sunday afternoon in late March of 1998. I had dropped in to chat with Holmes and share a...